Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We are here at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and we have the pleasure of sitting down with first-time author Lettucey.
Thanks for having me today.
People might know your name because you're a recording artist.
Yes.
What prompted you to write a book?
Well, you know, I collaborated with Essence Magazine, and they celebrate women of color and women. And so I wanted to write a book about inspiring other women. And in the book, it's written like a journal, kind of like you picked up a book, someone's diary, and started to read it. And it's interactive because I'm interactive with my audiences. And so you have the opportunity as well to write inside the book.
Why did you want to write a book to inspire other women?
Well, because we need to hear it more. We need light more in our crazy world. And it's small enough to put in your purse and walk around and write in it and read. And there's photographs I took. I tell about the journey of being Lettucey, the artist, but also where I'm from, the root of who I am, faith, love, and forgiveness. And we all need to hear those things. And how did I come through those things? And I explain in my book and where I'm from and what my name means and all kind of constant questions I get all the time.
Tell me what your name does mean. And let me spell it for everybody first. L-E-D-I-S-I.
It's from Nigeria. It's a Yoruba word, and it means to bring forth. I explain to people in the book how my mom came up with the name and heard it and why it's so impactful to stand behind your name. I didn't like my name when I was little. I was thinking, people are going to call me Ladisi or Lettuce or Legacy, you know, and I wanted people to know my name really means who I am, to bring forth something great. And, you know, I didn't get here easily. I mean, seven-time Grammy-nominated artist with all this music, and my music inspires people, but I would like them to know about the story behind it.
So you've been nominated for Grammys. You are a recording artist. You've sung at the White House. You've been in front of who knows how many people sitting in the audience, yet you decide to write a book. How was that experience different from getting up in front of people and singing?
I think it's more transparent being an author, being a person to write out words and reach, describe the room and how it feels. I think the word Arthur is so powerful. There's power in the pen. So I respect it very much because I'm a reader. I love Maya Angelou, Octavia Butler. So I love Iyanna Vincent, just things like that. It was different because with a song, you can write the song and leave it to the person's imagination. In a book, you have to be transparent and descriptive.
Well, and also when you sing, you get immediate reaction.
Mm-hmm.
People
yes.
clap. People scream for you.
Right.
You write a book. If you've just finished a great page, or at least a page that you think is great,
yes, exactly.
There's no immediate reaction. You really don't know, do you?
Right. You have no idea. But today, people have heard about the book, read inserts of it, and they're excited. And they love the way it feels. That's what I love about it.
I'm leafing through the book, and I see pictures of women other than you.
Yes.
Here's one of Diana Ross. I've seen a picture of President Obama in here. How did you choose what you chose to put in the book?
Well, they're all people that have inspired me, that created the Lettucey you see now, that's a woman and excited about life and not letting the past weigh me down. I met these people, and I looked up to them, and they had great words that I carried throughout my journey. And that's what I ask in each chapter. Who inspired you? What made you who you are? And what have you let go of?
Yeah, it's almost like a workbook.
Uh-huh,
I mean, it's
exactly.
A beautiful book, beautiful pictures, beautiful prose, and places where you can fill in the blanks yourself.
Exactly. Well, I'm interactive with my audience, so I wanted the readers to feel the same. And that was an Essence idea. Essence thought of that.
Well, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Gorgeous looking book.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your first book.
Thank you again.
Once again, the book is called Better Than All Right. It is by Lettucey, presented by Essence. Better Than All Right, Finding Peace, Love, and Power. Lettucey, thank you very much.
Thank you again.
And congratulations.
Thank you.